Good morning, guys. What is up? Rattle Can Collective here, your source for everything vape, urban music, and street art. It is Saturday, February 10th, 2018, about 6:45 in the morning. We're doing an early bird podcast this morning. We finished Daze's 5-track EP last night. That EP is titled The Lord's Night. We're going to be releasing a track for you guys on this early cast to listen to, kind of chew on throughout the day and listen to a few times, tell your friends, tell your neighbors' friends, tell your friends' friends, see what they have to say about it. We're going to be doing 2 casts today total. After this short cast, I'm going to be getting back in contact with Daze. We're going to do a little Q&A session later on in the day. He does have a show he's going to be doing today. I'm going to try to catch him either before or after, so it might be an early evening cast, might be a late cast. I don't know. When we do release it, though, be sure to have the subscribe button hit. Be sure to like us on anchor.fm. And be looking out for that notification. As soon as we drop it, you're going to want to hear it. For those of you that don't know, Daze is a local rapper. He's a Christian rapper, clean rapper, coming out of Everett, Washington. Trying to revive the Pacific Northwest scene. The state of Pacific Northwest hip-hop is... Let's say it's not the greatest it's ever been. Let's put it that way. This is not to say that there's not good artists out there right now. It's just, unfortunately, the marketing game is not sitting in our corner right now. A lot of the new rappers you hear are coming out of the South, the East Coast. It's very, very, very rare you have a Pacific Northwest rapper blowing up and breaking. Daze, his main focus is trying to bring rap music with positivity, with a positive message. He does consider himself a Christian rapper. He is part of the clean scene, and I feel it's a scene that needs a lot more attention. Not enough love is given to clean rappers. I just noticed, thank God, an artist I was introduced to personally just a few months ago, goes by the name NF. Clean scene 100%, and he is absolutely exploding right now on the YouTube scene. The last track that he dropped got over 90 million views so far. And I think that's great. I think that's awesome. I think we need more clean scene rappers to be blowing up. It's very unfortunate, the state of rap right now that we're in. The fact that mumble rap is a thing and even exists, very disheartening. Very disheartening to me. It's not good for the genre as a whole. It's not good for the culture. As you know, just in the short time that I've been recording now for just over a decade, and I've always preferred to work with clean rappers. I just feel like the lyrical content is... it's so much more worth it. It's worth it to listen to it. It's worth it to soak it in. It's worth it to take away from it what you will and apply that in your life and not have to worry about nothing but drugs and bitches and money and cars and clothes and houses and just raw material possession that really does nothing for the listener. I'm not quite sure where the rap game turned down the road of, look at me, look how much I have, and you don't have all this stuff, I'm better than you. It's quite unfortunate. And why people pay attention to that and listen to that, I don't know. I suppose some people could take it as motivation. Absolutely. You could take it as motivation, and you could say that that's where you want to be. You want to be successful. You want to have nice things. You want to have the cars and the clothes and the girls and the money. And if you wanted to, you could take that as a motivational thing. I don't. I take it almost as just a raw display of just really gluttonous behavior. Really negative behavior that's trashing rap and hip hop as a genre. It's there's no talent involved anymore. And it's very unfortunate. But we have RCC featured artist Days. He's going to be coming on the show later. We're going to get him in for an interview. We're going to do a Q&A session, see what he thinks about the state of hip-hop right now. Not just in the local area, not just in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to see how, you know, he feels about the national scene, about the trap rappers and mumble rappers and, you know, where rap came from versus where it's at now. He's been in the game over a decade himself, so he's got a little bit of experience. He's not new to this at all, so we're going to check in with him. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to drop that track for you right now. Once again, this is off Days' new EP titled The Lord's Night. The track is called Sword. So look for it. Lord's Night, going to be available for stream on both SoundCloud and YouTube. So look for him on SoundCloud. I believe it's soundcloud.com/DamonDaze, DamonDaze. And look for us on YouTube. Just search Rattle Can Collective. You can't miss it. Just look for that logo. Look for the RCC. Click on it. And we're going to be uploading tracks very, very shortly to this new EP. So, give it a listen. Give it a stream. Give it a like. Give it a sub. Stay tuned. And we will be back later on today with a more extensive podcast for you guys to listen to. But for right now, chew on this track, will you? It's Rattle Can Collective.
Rattle. Metal Can Collective, your source for everything vape, urban music, and street art in the Pacific Northwest.